This episode of the Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you by WorldwideGolfShops.com. Be sure to visit WorldwideGolfShops.com today to get some of the best deals on all the major brands in golf equipment and apparel. In fact, you'll probably find a lot of stuff that you'll hear from the brands that we have every week on our show. Once again, that's WorldwideGolfShops.com.
You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more. And now, the owner and host of the Golf Unfiltered podcast, Adam Fonseca.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Golf Unfiltered podcast. I am your host, as always, Adam from GolfUnfiltered.com. I can be reached all over social media at GolfUnfiltered. You can send me an email, GolfUnfiltered@gmail.com. Hello to our friends over at TheHackersParadise.com, and to those of you listening to this episode on the THP mobile app. And hello to our friends over at Cleveland and Srixon Golf. A lot of great equipment coming out. Just recently, at the time of this recording, they just announced Cleveland's new Launcher HB Turbo driver. I'm just so looking forward to trying that club out because there's a lot of great stuff and a lot of great tech going into that as well. And of course, the last episode on this podcast was to talk a little bit about the Cleveland CBX2 wedges, which I love so much. Go out and try them, folks. So today, folks, we are talking to another innovator, I would say. I mean, we have a lot of people that come on and throw that term around, and I'd say that every so often we get it right. Shane Yang from LiveView Pro, or LiveView Golf, who created the LiveView Pro, is a innovator that hits that definition on the button. I mean, this guy saw a need in the golf industry, especially those of us who are trying to better our games, and he went and did something about it. He used his technical background to go ahead and build this device, the LiveView Pro, which is a camera that, when used in conjunction with a tripod as well as the smartphone or smart device app, it is one of the best practice devices or training aids that I've ever used. And I'm not just saying that. I really think that there's something special going on here. And Shane and I talk a lot about this device as well as its origins, you know, all the thought that went behind it. And you want to listen to the end of the show because there is a special offer for all of you who listen to this podcast every single week. And so you want to make sure you take advantage of that so you can get the LiveView Pro in your golf bag that much more easily. So before we get into today's conversation, please do us a favor. Thank you to all of you, first of all, who have gone out and left a review on iTunes about this podcast. And I've been asking the last few weeks to please go out and continue to support our podcast by doing so. You just leave a rating, you leave some feedback on there. That helps us out a lot. And so if you want to share this information or share this podcast with your friends, that one of the best ways to do it is first of all to tell them about our podcast. We love word of mouth. That's one of the best things ever. But also, if you wanted to share this podcast for other people who have not heard this show yet or who you think they could benefit from hearing the stuff that we talk about on the Golf Unfiltered podcast, go out and leave us a rating because that moves us up the ratings a little bit. So one more quick thing, as you are listening to this about a week ago or so now at the time of this recording, maybe it'd be 2 weeks when this gets released, you'll notice that we did a few changes, or we made a few changes around the golfunfiltered.com website. You'll also notice that we have a new slogan up right up there on the homepage, that golf is our business and we do believe that it is meant to be enjoyed. And I hope that that message has come across clearly over the last episodes that we've had on the podcast, as well as all the way that we interact on social media, although I'm sure there are some instances I could be better at that, but also in the work that we do on the website. We do believe that golf is meant to be enjoyed, and we want to make that our mission and continue to build on that mission here at Golf Unfiltered to bring you the best information you could possibly want to make the educated decisions that you need to make regarding not only the products you play, but also understanding a little bit more about the golf industry in general. And so stay tuned to the website. You're going to see a lot of changes coming up, probably rolling out over the next year or so. We got a lot of things in the hopper, and so I hope that we can become more of an educational resource to you, as I'm sure if you've stuck with us for this long, I mean, this is episode, 220, you've probably seen a few iterations of the website. You've seen it grow, I hope, and I hope you've seen it mature, actually, thinking back to the early days of Golf Unfiltered. And so stay tuned to the website as well, because we are going to do so much more. So without any further ado, sit back and relax. Once again, we are talking to Mr. Shane Yang. He is the founder, he is the owner of Live View Golf, to talk a little bit about the Live View Pro.
Hi, this is Bill Hobson from the Four Golfers Network podcast. And as you and I enjoy this episode of Golf Unfiltered with my friend Adam, I'm reminded of an indisputable reality. We, as golfers, are nuts. We chase a small ball around the planet, spending thousands of dollars in the effort to get that ball into a tiny hole. We then yell at the ball and curse it when it doesn't listen, even though it can't listen, it's a ball. This insanity is all part of the magic of the game, and it's what we celebrate on the Four Golfers Network podcast every Monday when a fresh episode comes your way on Apple Podcasts, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeart, you know, all the places. So after you finish listening to Adam today, I'd love to have you check out the Four Golfers Network podcast, that's F-O-R-E, where we celebrate the game with top name guests and an exploration of the things about golf that both drive us crazy and bring us back for more.
I stink! The ball is just sitting there and I can't hit it.
Welcome back, listeners. As I mentioned at the top of the show, today we are welcoming Mr. Shane Yang. He is the founder of Live View Golf. Shane, it's so nice to speak with you today about this product that I've had the chance to try and absolutely love.
Thank you. Thank you, Adam.
So today, Shane, we're going to talk a lot about the product of this Live View Golf that I know, listeners, if you've had the chance to go out to golfunfiltered.com, you've read my firsthand review of it. But before we get into that, Shane, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and how you decided to start the company you did?
Yeah, so it's kind of one of those things where, you know, you find a need and you fill it. So I have three daughters, daughters between the age of 11 and 18 at this point. And they started taking up golf competitively about 6 years ago. And at the time, we were working with a coach down in Monterey. We're based out of San Jose. It's about an hour and a half commute each way. Mm-hmm. And as you know, sort of when you start, you try to have lots of lessons. So we're going down to Monterey probably 4 or 5 times a month. It's a 3-hour round trip. And it was just a lot of time spent going down there. And again, as a lot of you guys know, when you're starting, a lot of it is very repetitive. It's just kind of, you know, trying to learn a position and then trying not to mess it up and then getting home. And, you know, for most people, it ends up being a cycle of, you know, learn, forget, you know, relearn, repeat, right?
Right.
And the hardest thing is, one, you know, everything's great when you have your coach there with you. Because typically the way you're learning is the coach is telling you exactly where you need to be. And in many cases, he's literally holding your hand, right, guiding your body into the correct positions. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you get home, you don't have that. And so I found there was a big gap between what the kids were able to do during the lesson and what they were able to do when they're practicing on their own.
Okay.
And I felt, you know, something, if they could just watch themselves, they'd have a much better perception of, you know, what we now describe as the feel versus the real, what they think they're doing versus what's actually happening. Mm. And that's basically kind of how the camera was born.
And so to that point, Live View Golf, what we're talking about, folks, is this camera. And as I mentioned, Shane, I've had the opportunity to try it out. And what I really love about it right from the start is exactly what you just described, where people are practicing and they want to see how they're actually moving, but they've really never had the chance to do that. Your camera allows us to do that. And so when you designed that feature, or I guess maybe we take a step back even further, Shane, and just let us know, you know, was that the main goal all along, to provide that mirror to somebody?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it was really just the sense of frustration of thinking that you were executing a specific move a certain way. And then, you know, with traditional video, you record yourself and then you kind of see all the things you want to work on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you stop and then you go and try and do them. And then maybe another 5 or 10 or 15 minutes later, you do another recording to see if you've actually done it correctly.
Right.
So what happens in that time period, in that 15 minutes, is your body basically completely forgets, or actually, honestly, it really doesn't even know how to get there in the first place. So just because you see something on video and you know you have the intent of changing it, doesn't mean you actually know how to change it. And that's where the power of having a mirror comes in. It's so much more powerful because as you're changing, you actually see exactly how your body is conforming to the target movement that you're trying to reach. So a mirror is actually a much more powerful tool when you're trying to learn something new, because it allows you to call it self-correct. It's not a technical term, but there's actually another term, that I was reading about recently in this book called the Talent Code. Some of your listeners may have already read it, but he talks about a state called deep learning. Deep learning is when you're most effective, when you're acquiring information the fastest. He talks about a case where somebody spent 10 minutes practicing in a deep learning state, and they practiced what somebody normally would take literally a month to do in the same amount of time.
Oh, wow.
The same amount of improvement. And the difference is when you're really focused, when you're really seeing what you're doing, you're acquiring the skill much faster because you get that instant feedback and you're actually grooving your swing. You're actually grooving muscle memory. But the only way you can do it is if you make every move correctly, right?
Right. So that's something that people lose sight of is that, sometimes they go on YouTube, for example, and they'll watch a few self-instruction videos and they want to improve themselves, but they actually have to feel the right positions first. And you're saying that Live View provides that visual feedback.
That's exactly right.
And so when you go through that process, and I've had the chance to use it, and the way I used it, and I'm not sure if this is how others do, is I just used my smartphone. Obviously, the Live View camera connects to your smartphone or your smart device through an app, and you get to see in real time how you're moving. What I liked the most about it, Shane, was the fact that you can actually draw those lines that everyone's seen on the Golf Channel, for example, in those instruction shows, with the right plane and the right spine angle and all of that. And you can just, in real time, follow the video is recording you taking a swing along those lines. Was the app integration, Shane, with the camera, with those features, also part of the plan overall?
Yeah, that was exactly one of the critical pieces that is part of the whole mirror experience, because I found that even just doing a live stream with a mirror sometimes is not precise enough. You can actually watch yourself, and when you're working up and down a swing plane, if you're just kind of eyeballing it, you can be slightly above or slightly below plane. And for most people, especially if you're not trained, you really can't tell the difference. And so having that line just gives you that very precise feedback on where exactly you need to be. When we first started the project, we actually figured out how to do the digital mirroring piece. And I realized having a line would be really helpful. So we literally started out with the Post-it notes. And we would just take Post-it notes to our screen. And at one point, I actually used Sharpies to draw directly on my screen. It worked. It worked really well. The problem was afterwards when I tried to use my phone, it had all these Sharpie marks on it.
That's nice. That's good. Well, I mean, a part of the whole development process, I'm sure that there were a lot of different iterations that you went through. I mean, this might be a silly question, but was a camera always the main goal? I mean, did you try other ways to provide that mirror aspect?
I think the camera was always the most obvious way for me, in my mind, to provide that mirroring. When I was earlier on in my golf learning, I always knew that mirrors were really important. I always wanted to work with mirrors. So I actually a number of times brought a standing door mirror with me to the driving range, right? I'm one of those guys, right? I'd literally lug a mirror to the driving range and I propped it up against my golf bag so I could check my backswing. And it was one day, it was particularly windy, a gust of wind whipped up and it caught the mirror and it just blew it over and there was glass. It's everywhere. So that was the last time I brought an actual mirror to the driving range.
Yeah, that would happen to me. I'd imagine so I'm also that guy. I will bring all sorts of devices with me just to try to get my swing right. But I've never gone the full length mirror. That might be something I have to try.
Well, now you don't have to anymore.
That's right. I teed it up for you there, Shane. And absolutely, I don't have to use a mirror anymore because the LiveView Pro definitely captures everything very crisply. It captures it clearly. I can see exactly what I'm doing just by looking at my phone and setting up the camera. One of the things that I really appreciated about the device, though, Shane, was how portable it is. And so I can actually take it anywhere I want. It fits right into my golf bag. It's extremely small, actually. I mean, I'd imagine that wasn't very easy to do.
Yeah, you know, there have been a lot of advances in terms of consumer electronics, and nowadays they are, you can go out and you go buy a GoPro, and there's actually a lot of small portable cameras. Mm-hmm. So the size of it itself was not the critical piece. What was actually much more difficult was creating that mirror feel. And when I say mirror, it's this idea that when you're moving, the video on the screen moves almost imperceptibly at the same time as you do.
Mm-hmm.
That turns out was much more difficult, and we spent a lot of effort trying to get that time syncing to work, because if you look at most cameras that you buy on the market, you know, the GoPro specifically and many other ones, they're really targeted at image quality. So they think you're filming something they're going to put on YouTube and maybe right. have some fancy, you know, surfing channel or something like that. And as a result, they don't care about how much lag there is. They only care that you get a really beautiful image. We're actually exactly the opposite. Mm-hmm. We don't care so much about the image quality because for most users, you can see your arms, you can see where the club is at almost any kind of image quality, almost any kind of resolution. What we do care a lot about is the fact that there's no delay.
Right.
Because what happens is when there's a delay, the movement starts decoupling from the feeling that you're having. It's this whole idea of the average human reaction time. There's some science behind this. The average human reaction time is about 300 milliseconds.
Hmm.
And so that means if I flash a light at you, from the time that, you know, this is classic driver's ed stuff. If you flash a light at you from the time that you see it to the time you hit the brakes, for most people, is about 320 to 330 milliseconds.
Wow.
So that means that any stimulus that's less in a time shorter than that will feel to the average person to be instantaneous. And our camera is designed to have much less than 300 milliseconds of delay between the time that you move to the time that you see it on the screen. And that's really the magic, the secret sauce, so to speak. And that was actually much harder to accomplish because none of these existing cameras that are out there are really optimized for this low latency.
Hmm.
Everything's optimized for image quality.
You know, and that's something I noticed right away using the camera. And you're right, and I'm glad that you went there, Shane. I mean, the image quality of itself is not 4K, for example, but it is... The delay is almost negligible. I couldn't really notice any delay at all. It's you're moving in real time to really mimic that mirror effect that you're describing.
Yeah, and that's critical when you're trying to learn, you know, a new move. Because, again, once you start feeling a delay, it starts disassociating the movement from your muscle memory. So it's much harder to build that muscle memory because everything that happens on video is not experienced in your body, so as a result, it's much harder to create a repeatable, you know, groove your swing in a repeatable manner.
So you've had this device out for a little while now. You're getting people more interested into it. And is there a specific demographic that you had in mind in its design? I'd imagine that this can benefit any golfer of any level, right?
That's right. I think we found that actually it really helps a whole range of golfers. Mm-hmm. You know, beginners were just trying to figure out what they're doing. And we've actually have, you know, some of the top tour players on the PGA and the LPGA who are using it at this point in time.
Nice.
So it really does benefit people at all levels. It's just a matter of understanding what you're looking for and what you're trying to accomplish. As long as you know what you're trying to do, then seeing yourself will make you better.
Are you also working with instructors, both, you know, at the level where we could go, you and I could go and get an instructor or instruction from someone, or are you also working with professional instructors who work with the pros?
We are. And so, if you look on our website, we have some of the top instructors, on our advisory board, Dave Phillips, who is one of the founders of the Titleist Performance Institute, as well as James Siegman, who is, probably the leading short game coach in the world right now and was the PGA Teacher of the Year for 2018. But even beyond that, you know, I found that, a lot of coaches actually really like the system because it makes their job much easier in terms of trying to help people understand the movements they're trying to make and the movements they're actually making. So we don't have a database yet. It's something that we're working on to come up with a database of all the instructors that are using our product. But there's actually a very, very large number at this point, and they are all over the United States and actually internationally as well, in Australia and Europe, and in Asia. So, you know, it's really kind of taken on a known quantity status, at least amongst the instructors who find it extremely useful.
Listeners, once again, we're talking with Mr. Shane Yang. He is the founder of LiveView Golf. And Shane, you know, we've been talking a lot about the LiveView Pro, which is a camera that really behaves like a mirror. That is one of the best training aids or practice aids that I've ever used. And you're getting a lot of accolades about this device. It's 3 years in a row now that you've gotten the Editor's Choice from Golf Digest for best new device. I'd imagine that you're getting a lot of positive feedback elsewhere as well.
Yeah, there's just been a lot of, you know, positive feedback, especially, I think, from the golfing community. Mm-hmm. What I find, again, it's, you know, when we came up with the device, it seemed kind of an obvious extension to me personally, just because my background is in electronics and software. So, you know, I kind of saw the application that was needed and looked around to try and find one of these products, kind of going back to your initial question about, you know, how this whole thing got started. And to my surprise, there's actually nothing that really served that purpose. Right. We tried actually a lot of the things that people talk about sometimes on the bulletin boards, you know, oh, you can just use Skype and you can Skype yourself. Just, you know, set up a phone and a tablet and Skype works, but you'd be surprised how much lag there is. And now you have to have a fast internet connection in order to make it work. Things like drawing in your swing planes get really complicated. Like I said, we literally would actually use Post-it notes and Sharpies to draw on our screen to get the correct swing planes and the things that we can now do digitally. And finally, the ability to record and replay, you know, where there is a whole nother level of things where, you know, our practice swings oftentimes don't match our actual swing. So when we're working on practice, you then eventually want to figure out how to translate that into hitting the golf ball. That actually requires a lot of recording and replay. And, you know, the replay tools that are available with current systems right now are just very, very poor. Unless you invest in a $100,000 studio system where you can record your swing and then play it back easily, there's really no good ways outside your iPhone to record one swing at a time. Maybe with your buddy taking the video, there's really nothing out there that really conveniently takes your video recording.
Now, obviously, we're talking about the LiveView Pro in the context of a golf swing or golf practice time. Can the LiveView Pro be used for other sports as well?
That's actually something that we're working on right now. So we've got a long product roadmap that extends it into other activities as well. We've actually had anecdotally existing customers who've bought the LiveView Pro for their golf practice, and they found they can use it in filming, videoing themselves on their tennis serves as well.
Oh, okay.
So we've had video of people practicing their serves. We've had people using it for their high school baseball team working with baseball batting coaches. And, you know, in one particular case, somebody actually even used it in an archery context where they're really trying to make sure they're holding their form perfectly for archery before releasing the bow.
It's always helpful, like you're saying, and the whole theme of this conversation today, Shane, has been it's helpful to see yourself do the things that you think you're doing. And I think that was one of the biggest learning moments for me as well was, you know, I felt like I was getting in all the right positions on my backswing. And then when I saw it, I was just shocked at how off I actually was. So those of you listeners who have gone through lessons before and you just always want to, you know, just recap or re-feel and ingrain that feeling of what you learned in your lesson, the LiveView Pro is a great complementary device that you can use along with those lessons. And so, Shane, is there anything that we can do for our listeners to not only help them experience the LiveView Pro, but perhaps something that's unique to the listeners of this podcast?
Yeah, you know, actually, one of the things we're doing as part of the podcast is there's going to be, we have a special promotion code. So if any of your listeners want to try out the LiveView Pro, you can save $40 on your order. All you have to do is enter the promotion code GU for Golf Unfiltered. And at checkout, it'll take $40 off of your order. So that's something that we'd like to do to help your listeners learn and experience the LiveView Pro.
That's fantastic, Shane, and that's very generous of you. And listeners, I gotta say, that is a huge deal because take it from me, I've used the device. It's a fantastically simple yet powerful, intuitive camera, along with the use of your smartphone or smart device. It really is a great practice tool. It's one of the best I've ever used, and I'm not just saying that. You know, Shane and I, this is the first time we've actually had the privilege of speaking with one another, and you know, he actually giving you the opportunity to get the LiveView Pro in your hands a little bit easier. Shane, that's extremely generous of you.
Thank you. Yeah.
So, listeners, once again, you want to go out to liveviewprogolf.com, go and check out the LiveView Pro camera. They've got a tripod. It looks just like the golf grip at the end, which is a nice little touch that you threw in there, Shane. And just go ahead and start using it right away. And Shane, I really appreciate you coming on the show today, and hopefully we can do this again in the future.
All right. Well, thank you for having me, Adam.